let's have a look now at module 3, which is called the Learner and Learner Progress. In this module, you'll be looking at a range of assessment practices and strategies. Also, you'll be looking at barriers to learning and also the development of your learner's English and mathematics skills and how to enhance these. So the module assessment again is divided into two. The portfolio of teaching related tasks is 50%, and this includes firstly your progress log. You make sure that that is up to date and all the relevant sections are filled in. Second part is another peer observation, where you'll be conducting another 1 hour observation of a teacher, but this time within your specialism subject. You will be using the peer observation form for module 3, and this will help you to reflect specifically on how the teacher helps to develop the student's English and math skills within the context of their subject area. And you must include their lesson plan too. Thirdly, your own teaching observation. And again, this will be an observation either by your mentor or by the link tutor or by your college tutor. So let's have a look now at the module assessment, which is the second part of your assessment. And this is an assignment. So this is an assignment on assessment practice and a chosen barrier to learning. You'll be writing an essay focusing on your own assessment practices and also a specific barrier to learning using appropriate terminology throughout. I suggest that you divide this into two parts. So part one of the assessment will be writing about assessment practices and strategies. So for example, what assessment practices you use and why, how do you use assessment of and for learning, and how do you keep a track of your students' progress. Part two is a study of a barrier to learning. So you choose a barrier to learning to focus on. You can use one of your students if you want to, or you can just research a barrier to learning yourself. You give a description of the main characteristics of the barrier to learning, explain what effects this can have on the learning, and discuss how you would adjust your assessment practice to support the learner. And this concludes Module 3.